Ali C.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start out the show today. Don't know if we're going to do one segment or two segments with him, but my buddy David Coffin. David and his brother Eric have evolved into probably the most important newsletter writers when it comes to the resource industry in the world. Huge subscription base, very sought after as public speakers, and I'm fortunate to be able to say I've known these guys for an awful long time. David, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
David, you guys pretty much discovered, I don't want to say totally discovered, but pretty much discovered, at least brought to my attention along with a myriad of investors, this big area play that's going on right now in the Yukon. Started a couple years ago. You and your brother were the first people who actually talked to me about this. How did that thing get started, first of all?
Well, the Yukon, of course, has a century-long history of gold-related activity. A number of things kicked it off, but what's happened, the Underworld discovery, for which Underworld was taken over eventually, on top of or in conjunction with discovery by Attack Resources, both were new things in the Yukon, both gold-based, but new in terms of their geological modeling. Having worked up there, I recognized that, and that's what we started speaking to first. As they got put together and detailed, it became obvious that there was a large area of rocks in the Yukon that was prospective for gold, and not only prospective, but which might have been more prospective than areas that had seen focus in the past. That's the area play that's gotten underway.
In your opinion, I follow a couple of companies, actually, that have, and they're covered in your newsletter also, but what kind of opportunity, I mean, there are hundreds of public companies up there right now. What percentage of those would you say you'd put in the category of being serious?
Well, there's levels of seriousness. If let's assume there's 120. There's 120 to 140. Our take is there's 12 of particular interest to us, of which we've already talked about four or five. But then the majority of the others are also of interest, but they're more wait and sees. They can make discoveries if they're in the right areas, and then you move forward. You don't expect everybody to be equal in terms of their ability to fund and to move forward projects in an area play. It's that simple, just the same as you aren't expecting that in general in the market. So a dozen, but that's a number pulled out of the air. There's two producers up there who may come into the play to some degree. I'm not counting them in our dozen, but they're important nonetheless. That's probably about right. We're still trying to assess the players more broadly. We're having a surprisingly difficult time having them send us stuff. So that we can do that. I'm not sure why that is. I think they're not getting our message. So if there's anyone working in the Yukon who's listening to this, please go to our website and fill out the form. And it's just like some questionnaires on what you're doing up there, which will be part of a bigger report that we're in the works.
I personally think that this year there is some real potential for individual investors up there with some of those companies. The only one that I am really close to would be SilverQuest, and if I'm not mistaken, you follow SilverQuest. But do me a favor, Dave. Give us half a dozen or so examples of companies that you think merit looking at right now.
Well, SilverQuest is one. What I'll do is go through the list that we've been dealing with. Attack are the most remote in terms of discovery companies, remote from existing infrastructure. What they have done is discovered a very large regional scale belt of carbonate rocks, in other words, a geological model similar to Northern Nevada. They have discovered mineralization, which is the same as Northern Nevada. They have shown that there could be a very large system in play. This year's work will determine whether that's the case. Underworld, we mentioned, they're already gone. A company close to them across the river, across the Yukon River, called Kaminak, found things very similar to Underworld's discovery. Last year, did significant drilling. Their attack has been different from attacks insofar as they drilled very broadly. So they've demonstrated with drill holes that they have a broad system rather than going and looking for the higher grade areas of it at surface as attack had done. They are drilling now. Both of these companies have achieved significant price. They've achieved prices representing millions of viable ounces. So this is a test year for both of them. They both have the potential to grow, but they have seen that first big price spurt. Another, which is working near Kaminak, but which also has a project in the 3/8 area, a third area in the southeastern Yukon called Northern Tiger, we like quite a bit for both of those projects. They have not achieved the same big market cap that the other two have. And then SilverQuest, which you mentioned, who is actually seeing price from a separate area play in central British Columbia, has been helping them out. Their partner is in the midst of, well, actually was just taken over. They will get some number for that asset. They have their own 100% projects nearby. They have a series of projects, again, in the Kaminak area, and they kind of straddle what Kaminak's been doing and what Northern Tiger have been doing in terms of geology. So those are the four that we've focused on to date. There are a number of others that we're looking at and we'll talk about in the newsletter at some level as time goes on. But that area around the Kaminak play, where SilverQuest is and where Northern Tiger is, south of Dawson City, is the, for all practical purposes, the center of the play. And we would be looking at companies working there, one of which is Smash Minerals, being run by the same group who put together Underworld and sold it to I own that. We haven't talked to subscribers about it. There's my disclaimer. It's one we obviously keep a close eye on because Adrian's done it once. He can do it twice.
Yeah, I mean, typically, you really kind of want to go with, you want to go with the winners in terms of management. You know, in my humble opinion, something I learned from you and your brother a lot of years ago is that, assets are important, yes. Capital is important, no question about it, but, you know, you got to go with the people. An idiot can screw up a very, very good company, so you want to go with proven management. Dave, take a minute or so, and let's talk a little bit about your newsletter.
The newsletter is a nested service that focuses on the metals and mining sector, and our focus is from very grassroots, high-risk exploration companies through the mid-tier, but our focus is with the smaller companies. We cover the mid-tier, ideally, when we get stocks in our portfolio because they've taken over somebody smaller we cover. So that's our real focus, is the exploration level and the development level. We don't exclude any part of the mining world, but our primary focuses are base metal and precious metal stories. We have recently been covering more what we call bulk mineral stories, iron ore, potash, coal, which we're still looking at. We're not actually covering a coal company right now.
But I'd like to talk to you about some industries. You know, I think probably the best thing to do here, rather than cut this particular discussion short, would be, let's get you to stick around in the studio here, and let's talk about a little bit about some industries. And just be forewarned, the industries that I have a real interest in right now, obviously gold and silver, as I know you and your brother do. I'm very, very intrigued with potash, however. Went on a property trip, you know, with a company that's involved in that particular sector, and I've got to tell you, it has done more than just pique my interest. With the population of the world growing, with the importance, and this is a silly statement, you know, but with the necessity of food, potash is incredibly important to the agricultural industry. Hey, stick around, you guys. I'm going to be right back chatting with David Coffin of the Hard Rock Analyst.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my chat with David Coffin of the Hard Rock Analyst. I want to talk rather than specifically about areas, Dave. I'd like to talk about industry sectors. Now, I am very, very heavily invested, for lack of better terms, in precious metals. I like gold and I like silver a lot. I understand gold and I understand silver. An area that I find to be somewhat intriguing, however, is potash. Went and visited a company, Passport Potash. Went down to the property in Arizona. The amount of activity going on down there, the amount of community involvement is something I had never seen before. Tell me about the potash industry. You're probably a heck of a lot more well-versed than I am in that one.
Taking it back to first principles, potash is a salt that develops on the ocean floor and gets buried for later mining purposes. The distribution of potash in the world is relatively broad, but the distribution at good grade in accessible areas is somewhat smaller. A third of the potash industry comes out of Saskatchewan in Canada. Another third comes out of Belarus and Russia. And then the rest is scattered around. The U.S. Output is reasonable, but smaller than the U.S. itself needs.
It's my understanding we are very, very dependent on mainland China for potash. We are not. We're not even wrong.
No.
Okay, but I know we're not even close to being self-sufficient in terms of potash.
Yeah,
I think we're pretty dependent on you guys.
Canadians. Yeah, the dependency would actually be on Saskatchewanians rather than China in this
word.
Case. There are several very high quality occurrences in the U.S., but they're not large. That's the distinction. Saskatchewan has some high quality and very massive occurrences, but they're deep, is the distinction. And frankly, the reason Saskatchewan and Russia, Belarus have such a big piece of the market is that government aid to develop those industries when people wouldn't pay a reasonable market price for potash took place. That's why they're such a big area. Now that potash, like most things, has risen up to a more sustainable pricing, people are looking at deposits there in the U.S. and other places. We're also looking at and quite interested in a belt in Ethiopia, which happens to be much shallower than the other ones in the world. And although the country doesn't have developed infrastructure, it's close to the coast and close to the Asian markets. So the existing areas of output are worth looking at, including the U.S. ones, which is what Passport's focused on. Our tack has been to look at this new potential one as a more of a grassroots play, which is closer to emerging markets. Both they're equally valid. The important point is that the potash market, the fertilizer market in general, needs to grow because we're running out of readily accessible farmland. So to feed more people, you have to increase the yield on existing land.
I was looking at a company called Western Potash, which is up in Saskatchewan, and they're not affiliated with us at all, and I don't own any stock in it, so no disclaimers there because none are necessary. But it strikes me that one of the challenges of being in that business is you're looking at a capex meaning what it costs to put a property into production, of over $1 billion. That's a bunch of money.
Yeah, for the Saskatchewan deposits using conventional mining, it's going to be well over several billion, typically. And you mentioned Western. They're talking about solution mining. What Western did, and it is a piece of smart thinking, is looked for some place in the Saskatchewan system that might be shallower. That was their basic take, and they've located one. And they're focusing on solution mining, which is simply pumping solution into the ground and then sucking it back out with a second drill stem and then extracting the potash from the brines you've created, which is a little lower cost. It's something that can be staged in terms of growing scale. In other words, something that it's a little easier for a company their scale to deal with.
Long story short, talking about the sector in general, though, you are fairly optimistic about that particular sector. Let's switch over to precious metals a little bit. You know, I have to tell you, at the risk of beating a dead horse and repeating myself for the 500th time, I got to tell you, David, I still think, just talking about gold right now, but silver certainly plays in this same arena. I have never seen such a perfect storm for escalating gold prices right now. And I don't see this market turning for quite some time now. You think I'm nuts?
No, I think the gold price has had enough gain that you do have to expect it to consolidate along the way, and I think we're probably looking at that currently. The relationship between the price of gold and the U.S. dollar is nearly perfectly inverse. The U.S. dollar should continue to fall because the U.S. needs to become an exporter again, and that's the most likely way to do it in conjunction with the innovation that already exists there. So, yes, I think the gold price has more upside in it. I think there's more fear buying, but I think more importantly that the concept of gold as insurance in a portfolio has broadened considerably, and that's the accumulation that we've been seeing for the last 2-3 years. Silver has its part in that, although we think the days when silver races ahead of gold are probably pretty much behind us, and the two will rise.
We're talking absolute dollars?
We're talking absolute dollars and percentage gain. For 2 years, silver was rising at twice and better the speed of gold in price after having fallen farther, admittedly. And it's had a major consolidation from that move, and our take now is that we don't expect silver to outpace gold any longer. We think gold is the lead element in that particular buying, and that will now be more recognizable in the market.
What's the best way to take advantage of either let's use the word rising, because I think it's going to happen. In your mind, Dave, what's the best way to take advantage of a rising precious metals market for investors?
The more senior gold producers have been themselves consolidating despite the up move for the gold price. I think that'll come to an end fairly soon. They've achieved ratios in line with the rest of the market, which is what I think was going on. The market wanted them to be the same as everyone else. If the gold sector is now a sector like any other, which is why there's been more buying in it, it's also going to start to take on ratios like others, and that's been achieved. Barrick, Newmont, the bigger guys have low ratios, actually. So I think buying senior companies is a good way to participate in gold right now, and I think as they gain ground, the price will move down through the smaller players where you get more leverage eventually.
There you have it from David Coffin, Hard Rock Analyst. We are fortunate to have a banner to their website on our website. Check it out. You can get all the information you want about this newsletter. I'm here to tell you it is one of the best. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. You know, you got to admit, David Coffin is a very, very interesting guy. I personally think he and his brother Eric are a couple of pretty principled guys too. What you see is what you get. There's nothing about their newsletter or their website or whatever that really, in my opinion, isn't really complete full disclosure on everything they talk about. Another guy who I have learned an awful lot from, in that area and other areas, is Peter Grandage. Peter is with me right now. He's on the show every week. He's on the show every week because he is a very, very bright individual, number one. Number two, that makes the majority of his predictions very, very accurate. And number three, he's a guy who is just really, really fun to talk with. Peter and I were chatting off the air a little bit about investing, about some of the comments that Jim Rogers made on CNBC this past week. And we were talking about the wisdom or lack thereof of investing in the conventional U.S. market versus investing in some of the opportunities that are available in Chinese companies, specifically mainland Chinese companies. Jim Rogers gave the typical argument for not investing in U.S. stocks. Quote, the debts that are in this country are skyrocketing. In the last 3 years, the government has spent staggering amounts of money, and the Federal Reserve is taking on staggering amounts of debt. When the problems arise next time, what are they going to do? They can't quadruple the debt again. They can't print that much more money. It's going to be worse than the next time around. Well, I agree 100%. Now, I'm going to turn the mic over to Peter here in just one second after I kind of introduce this by saying Wednesday night I spent a fair amount of time reading articles dealing with the Chinese economy. You know, the mainland an interest in mainland China has purchased Volvo. The mainland Chinese companies are aggressively looking to purchase control of various European companies. And examples that they gave were companies in the insurance industry, agricultural industry, et cetera, et cetera. I view this growth. I don't want to use the word growth. I want to say I view this investment on the part of mainland China to be an inevitable conclusion to the growth in that country. And I would have to say that my diversification, I haven't started in this direction yet, but my diversification in terms of conventional stocks is very definitely going to be out of the U.S. economy and into foreign economies with probably a pretty strong weight on what's going on in mainland China. Pete, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I was thinking as you were saying those things, Al, that when I started in the brokerage business 27 years ago in 1984, what I'm about to say was very appropriate, but 27 years later has become very insignificant, and that is there was a time when the U.S. economy was the engine that pulled the whole world economy around,
right.
But it no longer does.
No.
And I still find most investors not recognizing that. They still are heavily based in the U.S., and they still, when you hear someone like Jim Rogers or me or you who don't have a very positive outlook on the U.S. economy or general equities, they find it hard to imagine that you could be talking about general equities in some other area of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what people are going to have to get used to, if they want to profit in the coming years, is that the U.S. is going to be a great underperformer. While other areas of the world will do well, one of them being China. China is moving towards, and everybody that has any idea about investments knows it's happening, to be the world's largest economy. It's a matter of 6 years or 13 years, depending on who you listen to.
Yeah.
But it's happening, and they're going to do that by doing the things you noted of acquisitions and acquiring and building, and that's just the way of life. And there seems to be, you know, I find almost some people have a disbelief that they just can't believe the very people that we made fun of 30 years ago from an economic standpoint, that if you bought a Chinese product, it was inferior or useless, that they could soon be the people who are most influential in the world economically.
Yeah. You know, it's very, very clear the direction that China is going in. You know, started out 4 or 5 years ago where they started emphasizing savings on the part of their, the people living over there in terms of precious metals. The next year it turned out, lo and behold, they were the largest producer of gold in the world, okay? They evolved from there into not only the largest producer, but the second largest importer, okay, of gold. And that's saying something for the demand for gold, you know, in mainland China. They go on from there, and they're talking about now the Chinese investors can invest offshore. You know, the trade barriers or the economic barriers are coming down. The Chinese yuan is in the interest of becoming a more important international currency, is becoming more and more fairly valued, and this is by direct design of the government. You know, now we find out how aggressively they're going after other companies, you know, around the world to strengthen their own economy. And I got to tell you, if we American investors or Canadian investors or your folks who listen in the UK or any place in the world, if you aren't aware of what's going on over there, and if you don't play along with your investments, for lack of better terms, I think you're crazy.
Now, one thing we need to, because in the news of late, and it's been worthy of the news, that here in the U.S. in particular, some of the Chinese companies who basically got into the U.S. markets by doing reverse takeovers,
mm-hmm.
there's been somewhat of a mini meltdown in those areas. And there's no question that in the rapid growth that we've seen and are likely to continue to see in China, there is going to be problems like that. But make no mistake about it, those are growing pains.
Yeah.
Those aren't false facades where there's really going to be nothing at the end of the day. These are growing pains, so don't get caught up in that suddenly, you know, all Chinese companies are the same way we used to make fun of Japanese radios 30 years ago and shake them. This is real. It's happening. Whether you like it or not, it will soon be the world's largest economy, and may even rival one of the world's strongest militaries. And it's the way of the world. And if you, like you said, if you don't have exposure, if you don't grasp it and participate and understand it, even in their great quest for natural resources, which you and I specialize in, you're fooling yourself.
Well, speaking of natural resources, you know, I am, and I want to repeat this again. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again 1,000 times. I am a real believer in diversification. You know, Kathy and I have, what, 30% in real estate. We have 50% in the in precious metals and precious metals related investments. And now I'm saying of the 20% that we have in the conventional stock market over here, I think it would make sense for us. And I'm not telling anybody what to do because I'm not a registered investment advisor. But for us, it would make sense to get out of some of the domestic companies that we're in, you know, and into some of these foreign companies. Now, I do have to say, though, Pete, you know, you and I just got back from taking part in the Cambridge House International Investment Conference up in Vancouver, BC, and I do have to say that I am very, very continue to be very, very optimistic about precious metals. I mean, for the most part, they continue to rise. You know, people were predicting that silver would fall 50% from its high of $50 an ounce, practically $50 an ounce, down to the mid-20s. That didn't happen. Silver continues to stay in the high 30s. People have been predicting for years that the price of gold was going to go back down to 900, 950. They're nuts. Nothing at all is happening. Those metals continue to rise. Your comments on that?
Well, where have you ever seen in all the years you've been at this as long as I have that a market, which gold, which is within 2% of its all-time nominal high, literally not only be not spoken of in any major way again, yet it's on the back pages, but see so few people that you know even have any real ownership in it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the phenomenon for everybody that says it's a bubble. It's the furthest thing from a bubble. A bubble is when everybody, your taxi driver, your dry cleaners and all,
right,
are talking about it and own it. Virtually most Americans have no real exposure to precious metals.
Yeah, no, I would agree 100%. And you need to do that. You need to listen to programs like this, obviously. You need to go to our comments section. I guess some people call it a blog, and you need to hear what other listeners are saying. You need to take advantage of Peter's work. Stay informed, you know. Remember, diversification, and at this point in time, very possibly precious metals. Pete, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com.
If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing Free Food Now on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for Free Food Know-How at ofthefield.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I got Rick Ackerman with me. He has some very, very interesting news that came out yesterday. Basically, a Chinese rating house accused the U.S. of defaulting on its debt. State media in China said that on Friday. This is a day after on Thursday when Beijing urged Washington to put its fiscal house in order. Here's a direct quote from this particular rating agency. In our opinion, the United States has already been defaulting. Okay? Washington had already defaulted on its loans by allowing the dollar to weaken against other currencies, eroding the wealth of creditors, including China. You know, that's a very, very interesting thing to say. It's a very true thing to say. The actions by mainland China to really assert itself as a power, which we talk about a lot on this particular program, are just getting stronger and stronger. I mean, in my opinion, this is the latest log on the fire, for lack of better terms. Rick, what do you think?
Oh, it's interesting. I think there's a little heavy breathing there for Mr. Drudge. He serves a useful purpose in getting the story out, but in this case, it's not a default technically. It's the same.
Not technically.
Yeah, and it's really the same default we talk about, we write about, we've been writing about for 5 years in the newsletter world, and it is that soft default of paying back what we owe in inflated dollars. So that's very much going on, and the story about the dollar strength, there's some pretty good technicians out there, very good ones, who have been looking for this dollar rally. I can't see it, really. The reason given for the strengthening of the dollar is something along the lines of, take a look at Europe. They're in much worse shape than we are. But I don't think that's true at all.
Why do you say that?
Well, for one, they're not as dependent on external borrowing as we are. You know, we manage to get a lot of free money from the world because the dollar is the reserve currency. What that means is, for one, any country that needs to buy oil has to convert their own currency into dollars to do it. So we're more hooked than Europe on external supply. You know, we buy pretty much everything from everybody. And, Europe also has kind of bitten the bullet. You know, they've taken austerity for real, and they have enacted very dramatic budget cuts. We only talk about them in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're in much worse shape than Europe, although ultimately we're going to the same place. You know, Europe's problem is that everybody there has been on the dole for so long.
Yep.
Healthcare is quote-unquote free. College is quote-unquote free. And they're about to be at the end of the gravy train the same as we are.
Yeah. I think I would take issue with one thing that you said, though, and that is, you know, a little bit of heavy breathing by Mr. Drudge. I think that people have to be aware of the fact that what this Chinese official is saying is in effect correct. With the dollar going down, I mean, as we're recording this, interestingly enough, in spite of the fact that the major indices in the U.S. are going down, but the dollar is strengthening a little bit as we're recording this on Friday. But I think this Chinese gentleman has a really good point when he says, you know, with the fact that the dollar has dropped in value against other currencies as much as it has, you know, one could, I mean, it may be a bit of a stretch, but the fact of the matter is the debt is worth less because of the decrease in that value. And, you know, I can kind of see their point there. But I think the real issue here is people need to wake up. They need to realize what the hell's going on here, Rick.
Well, you know, this is a little bit like criminology, you know. I'd like to know who this Chinese official was and whether he was meant to speak for the government officially or in a quasi-official way. But I'm not quite sure what it means, because even as this guy is saying, you know, the U.S. is effectively, and I use that word in a precise way, effectively defaulting on its loans by cheapening the dollar, does that mean that the Chinese are not smart enough to look out ahead and see that a true default looms somewhere in the future?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing to talk about, you know, the dollar going down, 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 but surely the Chinese can see that beyond the cheapening dollar, the U.S. has accumulated more debt than it can repay, and that some not just an effective default, but the real thing is somewhere up in the future, even though we already know that that's not what it will be called.
Yeah. You know, we are running, we being the United States, we are running as fast as we can to avoid being run over by that freight train that's looming down on us. And I got to tell you, we're going to run out of the ability to run sooner rather than later. You know, the next thing that I think could be very, very interesting here is that if the debt ceiling isn't raised, both Moody's, Standard and Poor's, basically, and Fitch, who recently joined them, are saying that the U.S. could lose its first-class credit rating if they, in fact, don't raise the debt ceiling. Well, you know, an obvious fact is if in fact, our first-class credit rating goes down, our borrowing costs are going to go up, but that's going to continue to make things even worse.
But think about that now. You know, Moody's, we know that the guys at Moody's and Standard and Poor and Fitch's, they're all idiots or criminals, and that has to be so, because the raising of the debt limit is simply a technicality, really. It's something that absolutely will not, cannot happen. It's like saying, you know, quantitative easing is going to end. Everybody talks about it, but there's no way we're going cold turkey on credit right now. So if the ratings agencies are simply saying that the technicality of not raising the debt limit will make us less than AAA, then they really do sound like idiots, because, you know, you set any accountant or actuary to the task of looking at the U.S. books, you know, America's ledger, and we're already, you know, to call the U.S. AAA is an absurdity.
To say the least, yeah. You know, but what I find here, I mean, of course it's an absurdity, but what I find here is the Chinese are getting really, really aggressive. I mean, their foreign ministry spokesman, if I pronounce the name wrong, and he happens to be listening, I apologize, but a gentleman by the name of Hong Li on Thursday, you know, here's a direct quote. He's urging the United States to, quote, adopt effective measures to improve its fiscal situation. Very, very, very interesting. You know, it's just getting, I mean, it's obvious the Chinese are really attempting to build an international profile. And you know, in doing that, this rating agency has given the U.S. and other nations lower marks than they receive from the big three, Fitch, Standard & Poor's, and Moody's. But the fact of the matter is the Chinese are getting pretty aggressive. And quite frankly, they're going along with exactly what you're saying, Rick.
Well, relative to what's out there, you know, they're being pretty diplomatic about not quite calling a spade, but if you, you know, if you come right down to it, if you look at it from China's side, what is their motivation for sort of keeping the this con game going?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty simple. They're selling us a lot of stuff. And,
sure,
you know, if the throttle, if exports from China got throttled, they would have a very serious unemployment problem. They've already got a serious unemployment problem. And of course, in China, it's literally true that you can't go back to the farm. You can't go home.
Yeah.
So many people have come into these urban manufacturing centers. So
yeah.
China has a huge political and social problem with, you know, if exports to the U.S. die.
Mm-hmm.
So they will continue to finance our treasury paper and have it recycled into Chinese goods.
Sure.
But in the meantime, I think they're prepared to take the hit. You know, China is the only country on earth that could take a, whatever it is, $1.5 trillion write-off on treasury paper that
mm-hmm.
it holds. And, or maybe it's, what is the figure? It's $800 million maybe. But China is the one country with more than, I can't remember, I'm getting my numbers confused, but I think they have more than $1 trillion worth of U.S. paper, and they can actually afford to write it off. It would obviously be a big blow to the economy, but it would leave China, its books would be cleaned up, and they would be the first country to emerge in a resurgent global economy.
Well, I will say this. The Chinese are cutting down their holdings of U.S. Treasury securities. In March, it was $1.145 trillion. That's down $9.2 billion from February, and October's peak of $1.175 trillion. I mean, it's certainly a bit lower than that. So it appears that the debt is actually, in terms of Treasury securities, the Chinese are at this moment in time holding $1.145 trillion. So that's a big number, man.
And keep in mind that it's really the trend is going the other way. Whereas they were buying enormous amounts
yeah.
of our paper, they are now essentially net sellers. And, you know, I read somewhere that the Federal Reserve is now buying 80% of all new paper issued by the Treasury Department.
Scary situation. Okay, you guys, Big Al's going to be back with another hour of the Corlin Economics Report right after the top of the hour. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.